Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Monitoring and Incident Response in FinTech. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Implementing SRE in FinTech in the Site Reliability Engineering for Developers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore monitoring frameworks and tools, incident response best practices, and real-world incident case studies. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand effective monitoring strategies, recognize key incident response practices, and analyze real-world examples to enhance your skills in FinTech. Main content monitoring frameworks and tools. Monitoring is a critical component for ensuring the reliability and performance of FinTech applications. It involves tracking system performance, user activity, and application behavior in real time. Effective monitoring frameworks and tools help organizations like test company detect anomalies, predict potential issues, and ensure a seamless user experience. Several popular monitoring tools exist, including Prometheus, Grafana, and Datadog. Each of these tools provides unique capabilities. For instance, Prometheus is widely used for its powerful querying language and time series data storage, making it ideal for monitoring dynamic systems. Grafana complements Prometheus by offering rich visualization options, allowing you to create dashboards that give insights into your application's health at a glance. Datadog, on the other hand, provides an all-in-one monitoring solution that combines metrics, logs, and traces, making it easier to troubleshoot issues across various environments. When implementing a monitoring strategy, it's crucial to define key performance indicators, KPIs. These KPIs can include response time, error rates, and user satisfaction metrics. Regularly reviewing these metrics helps ensure that your applications meet their performance standards and can guide proactive maintenance efforts. Incident response best practices. Incident response is the process of addressing and managing the aftermath of an unexpected event in your system. In FinTech, where user trust and data integrity are paramount, having a well-defined incident response plan is essential. Best practices in incident response focus on preparation, detection, containment, eradication, recovery, and lessons learned. Preparation involves creating an incident response team and training them to handle various scenarios. This team should have a clear communication plan to inform stakeholders and users about the incident and the steps being taken to resolve it. Detection is about identifying incidents as quickly as possible. Automated monitoring tools can send alerts to your team, enabling faster response times. Once an incident is detected, containment strategies should be implemented to limit the impact on users and the organization. This could mean temporarily disabling a feature or redirecting traffic. Eradication involves eliminating the root cause of the incident, followed by recovery efforts to restore services to normal operation. Finally, conducting a post-incident review allows the team to analyze what went wrong and how similar incidents can be prevented in the future. Real-world incident case studies. Examining real-world incidents can provide valuable insights into effective monitoring and incident response strategies. For example, the 2017 Equifax data breach serves as a cautionary tale. The breach occurred due to a failure to patch a known vulnerability in their web application. This incident highlighted the importance of continuous monitoring for vulnerabilities and having a robust incident response plan in place. In the FinTech sector, the 2020 Capital One data breach also exemplifies the consequences of inadequate monitoring and response. A misconfigured firewall allowed unauthorized access to sensitive data. Following the incident, Capital One enhanced its monitoring practices and response protocols to prevent future breaches. These case studies underline the necessity for organizations like Test Company to adopt comprehensive monitoring frameworks and establish effective incident response practices. By learning from past mistakes, businesses can better safeguard their systems and maintain user trust. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've explored monitoring frameworks and tools, incident response best practices, and real-world incident case studies relevant to FinTech. Understanding these concepts is vital for ensuring the reliability and security of your applications. By implementing effective monitoring strategies and incident response plans, you will enhance your ability to manage incidents and maintain user trust in your fintech solutions. Reflection questions: how can you apply monitoring tools like Prometheus or Datadog to improve your current systems? What steps would you take to develop an incident response plan for your organization? Reflect on a recent incident within your organization or industry. What lessons can be learned, and how can they inform your monitoring and response strategies?